Now, how well are we doing in combating human trafficking and the terrible toll it takes on those trafficked into Ireland? The Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission monitors the state's performance in this, and today it's publishing its second anti-trafficking report. Sinead Gibney, Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission, is here with us in studio. Thanks for coming in, Sinead. We see 216 victims roughly helped by NGOs in 2022. Is this a growing problem in Ireland?
Well, to be honest, we don't have enough available and quality data to assess whether or not it is a growing trend in Ireland. But what we do know that is that it is a growing trend globally, and there's no reason to assume that Ireland is any exception to that. So it is, we believe, on the increase, yes.
And I noticed that there has been a suspected case of trafficking for the harvesting of a human organ. Now, that's enough to make the hairs stand up in your neck. Can you tell us about that?
Well, that was the first case of its kind here in Ireland. And again, that would be similar to trends across Europe, where we're seeing that emerge now as a new trend, if you like, within the area. And it's not the only one. There are also unconfirmed cases at the moment of trafficking of pregnant women for the sale of babies and forced adoptions. That's part of our job, I suppose, is to identify all of the potential risks of where these things might come. And in that case, for example, we know that legislation needs to be strengthened.
Just to go back there for a second, you're saying trafficking of babies into Ireland. What more can you tell us about that?
So on that one, it is an unconfirmed report of trafficking of pregnant women for the sale of babies. So that would be women who are basically forced to carry a baby.
So this is going well beyond coming in to be sex workers or to work in cannabis houses.
Absolutely. Well, trafficking for sexual exploitation is the primary area. We estimate that's at about 55% of trafficking. Next up would be labour exploitation. And finally, criminal activity would be a smaller percentage at about 6%. And that would include things like cannabis grow houses and so on. So these are, as I say, emerging trends, if you like. They would be very small in numbers, but absolutely they're the kind of thing that we as rapporteur in this area have to call out and have to warn the government and the state to take action to proactively prevent these things.
Okay, and just before we get to what you want them to do, people trafficked here, they're often hidden away. They may be living like prisoners. Could you give us an example of somebody trafficked into Ireland and what their situation might be?
Well, as I say, I mean, it's a really hidden but pervasive crime is how I would describe it here in Ireland and in any society. So unfortunately, I think probably people are surrounded by trafficking in a way that they just don't appreciate.
Right.
So as I mentioned...
How are these people living day to day? What's their situation?
In some situations, they would be physically confined, but in other situations, they may be confined by other means, by coercive means. Their passports would be taken away from them and so on. There's also the use of the threat of prosecution. So traffickers will control people by telling them that if you try to escape, you're going to be prosecuted, so you're safer with us. So those are the ways. But I mean, primarily, we would say that certainly through the case of sexual exploitation, there is often the case where people are physically confined as well.
OK, and you want to end that threat of prosecution. Tell me why. How would that help them?
Well, I mean, when I have been in contact with survivors directly, it is incredibly tenuous and delicate, the process by which people exit these situations. So the pathways are very, very difficult. There's very good work being done by expert NGOs to assist that process. But the trust that people have in states, in institutions, in for example, a police service would be very low. So we have to make sure that when they do make that brave decision to come forward and try and exit that situation, that they are not in fear of prosecution. And again, it goes back to the point that the traffickers themselves use that fear of prosecution to keep people in these situations. So it must be made clear that if you have committed a crime as a direct consequence of being trafficked, that you will simply not be prosecuted for that crime.
And yet prosecutions here are very low. Am I right in reading that in 2021 there'd only been two prosecutions?
Correct. I mean, so when we talk about prosecution of victims, it's for the crime. What you're talking about, those figures that you reference, or for the actual crime of trafficking themselves. And absolutely, we have very low rates of prosecution here in Ireland. And that's one of the things that universally in the international groups who monitor this. So that's...
Have you found out why?
I mean, I think you'd need to talk to An Garda Síochána for that and the DPP. There have been very significant difficulties with the national referral mechanism that we've had in place up to date. So it's an inefficient system which fails to identify and support victims out of trafficking. And that means that it's very hard to build an evidence case against traffickers. And there is movement against within this area. So we have a national referral mechanism in process in legislation. And within that, quite in a quite progressive move here in Ireland, we're seeing for the first time legislation which enshrines trusted partners as NGOs. So those are people who will assist Gardaí in helping people to come forward and build those cases against traffickers.
So we're doing a little bit better in terms of how we deal with people when they are freed from these exploitative situations. A lot of this murky and frightening world is operating on social media. Do we have a handle on what's going on there?
Well, unfortunately, one of the worrying trends that we've identified and we go into in this report is the use of technology by traffickers. And it is used in various different ways to control victims, to recruit victims, to advertise services, communicate with clients and to coordinate their own activities. So that was an upward trend we saw as a direct result of COVID, of the increased use of technology and social media, for example. So one of the things that we're calling on government to do there is to promote awareness campaigns to help young women, for example, understand the dangers of being groomed on social media and to address demand. And this is a big focus we've identified at European level is to for example, promote awareness of young men to dissuade them from becoming potential buyers. And again, that's something that we're seeing as a big trend. Okay. And there also needs to be the use of technology itself. So although it is an issue, we also see it as a potential for part of the solution.
All right. Sinead Gibney, Chief Commissioner of the Irish Human Rights and Equality Commission. Thank you very much for coming into studio and highlighting that for us.